Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date on all the news you should know about. It's March Madness, and while watching college basketball is a fun pastime for some, this time of year can be difficult for people struggling with gambling addictions. And before Women's History Month is over, add some women authors to your list in the latest bookmarks. It's Tuesday, March 24th. Let's get into it. We'll start by talking about gambling. March Madness is a time-honored ritual for millions of Americans who love to watch college basketball and bet on the hotly competitive tournament games. It can also be a difficult time for people suffering from gambling addiction. WVIA's Roger Dupuy explains what officials in Pennsylvania are doing to raise awareness and reduce harm.
The road to the NCAA Final Four basketball tournament is paved with busted brackets. For most of the fans who place legal bets, it's a harmless pastime. But Wyoming County District Attorney Joe Peters says easy wagering opportunities can be an irresistible temptation for those who struggle with problem gambling.
Well, March Madness seemed to be the perfect opportunity to talk about working particularly with our youth to try to get ahead of the problem, because in the high school, with sports, with the advent of the internet, it's too easy, and there's no reality oftentimes to a young person doing something online.
Peters and members of the Wyoming County DA's Community Action Group are taking that message to schools and community organizations starting this month. Their concerns spotlight a larger trend. Pennsylvania's gambling landscape has been significantly transformed in less than a decade thanks to the legalization of online gambling and sports betting here in the state, followed by the COVID-19 pandemic.
What we've seen over the course of the past 5 years is just this continued expansion and growth in terms of availability, in terms of advertising, in terms of participation.
That was Josh Ercole, Executive Director of the Council on Compulsive Gambling of Pennsylvania. His agency operates the free 1-800-GAMBLER hotline, which offers crisis management and referrals to treatment providers.
You know, we now see the revenue that's being generated by online games is now, you know, right in line with what we traditionally saw happening with slot machines and table games at casinos.
A 2025 report says over 50% of hotline calls referenced online gambling. Roger Dupuy, WVIA News.
Thanks, Roger. We have a full 3-day series on problem gambling in Pennsylvania at WVIA.org. Now, here's an update to something you heard about on yesterday's show. A state appeals court is gradually wading through all the cases of people trying to get candidates thrown off the primary election ballot. As WVIA's Boris Krauchinyuk reports, only one ballot challenge remains after court rulings on Monday.
Two local state Senate candidates and an incumbent state representative can stay on the primary election ballot after court orders on Monday. Commonwealth court judges said State Senator Marty Flynn, his challenger Jeffrey Lake, and Representative Maureen Madden can stay on the Democratic ballot in the May 19th primary election. Lake wants to unseat Flynn and challenge the validity of Flynn's candidate affidavit. A judge said Monday that Lake filed his challenge too late. The judge ruled the same way on a challenge by Larry Sperano, the former local TV news anchor. Sperano's wife, Sharon, is the likely Republican nominee for Flynn's seat. Her husband argued Flynn's nominating petitions were flawed. And again, the judge said Sperano filed too late. Flynn's friend, Larry Wynn, challenged Lake's nominating petitions. He said Lake didn't have enough valid signatures, but Wynn's lawyer withdrew that challenge over the weekend after realizing Lake did have enough valid signatures. The court also said Madden, a Monroe County legislator, can stay on the ballot. A judge said her opponent for the nomination, Anna Lopez, challenged Madden's petitions too late. A hearing remains scheduled for Tuesday on a challenge trying to get Lopez off the ballot. I'm Boris Krawchenyuk, WVIA News.
Thanks, Boris. Stay with us. There's more Up to Date after this break.
We report to you. Subscribe to the WVIA News Notes e-newsletter for the latest from the news team. Visit wvia.org/news and click on the subscribe button to receive the newsletter every Tuesday and Friday morning.
Welcome back. Now let's take a not-so-silent reading break. It's time for the latest bookmarks. There are so many women writing and publishing across genres right now that it's become difficult to choose just a few authors to recommend. March is Women's History Month, so let these recommendations populate your to-be-read pile with a few more women.
Hello, I'm Stacy from The Little Book Place. Book Club for Troublesome Women by Marie Bostick is a delightful exploration of friendship, resilience, and the transformative power of literature. The story revolves around a group of women who, despite facing their personal struggles, come together to form a vibrant book club. Their shared love for reading becomes a catalyst for self-discovery and empowerment. Through humor and heartfelt moments, Bostwick beautifully illustrates how these women support one another, tackling life's challenges with grace and strength. The novel emphasizes the importance of community and the idea that even amidst adversity, the bonds of friendship can lead to personal growth and renewal. Ultimately, it's a celebration of the unique experiences women share and how stories can connect us in profound ways.
Hi, I'm Samantha Nardelli from Shantytown Design, and I'm recommending Carrie Maniscalco's book, Stalking Jack the Ripper. It has great banter and a female lead who refuses to stay in her lane. If you love darker historical fiction with a great plot, lots of twists, and super slow-burning romance, this book is it. It follows Audrey Rose, who's completely obsessed with forensic science in a time when women aren't even supposed to look at a corpse, so of course she's secretly working on murder investigations. And not just any murders, the Jack the Ripper killings. What makes this really work isn't just the mystery, it's the dynamic between Audrey Rose and Thomas Cresswell, who's equal parts brilliant, infuriating, and charming. Their back and forth adds just enough levity to balance out how dark and gruesome the story can get. It's atmospheric, a little unsettling, and very easy to fly through. If you like true crime vibes mixed with historical drama and a strong female lead, this one's honestly hard to put down.
I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA's healthcare reporter, and I'm recommending Atmosphere, A Love Story by Taylor Jenkins Reid. I will read anything by this author. All of her novels center complex female characters. Her latest focuses on Joan, an astronaut in the 1980s. Joan gets selected out of a pool of thousands to train for NASA's space shuttle program, where she meets fellow candidate Vanessa. The two fall in love, but have to keep it secret as they go through rigorous training in an environment hostile to both women and same-sex couples. Outside of work and her relationship, Joan's world revolves around her young niece, Frances. She wants Frances to know that girls can do anything they put their minds to. This book has all of the elements that make for a perfect Women's History Month book, celebrating women as mothers, caregivers, partners, professionals, friends, and overall strong individuals. And that love story referenced in the title comes up in various aspects of Joan's life outside of her relationship with Vanessa, whether it's her love for her career or for her niece, proving that romantic love is not the only worthwhile type. Atmosphere will have you rooting for Joan and her cohort as they embark on missions for NASA, and as they navigate the complications of being women in environments not built for them.
Hi, I'm Kristen Wallow from the Valley Community Library. I'm recommending the book Sounds Like Love by Ashley Poston. This is a fun and hopeful book filled with music and magical realism. When Joni, a famous songwriter with an unfortunate case of writer's block, returns to her hometown, she finds that everything has changed, rather than finding the inspiration she was looking for. Soon, Joni begins to hear a melody in her head, along with the stranger's voice. To her surprise, the voice belongs to a famous singer who plans to help her finish the song that haunts them both. I highly recommend this book, along with the author's other books, including The Dead Romantics.
Hi everyone, Sarah Cinto here with my recommendation for this week. Again, choosing just one book to recommend for this theme was very difficult, but this is one I discovered last year and immediately fell in love with. Veronica Roth is probably most known for the Divergent series, a classic of 2010's YA dystopian lit. When Among Crows is an urban fantasy novella for adults that draws on Slavic folklore and Polish mythology to fill modern-day Chicago with magical monsters. Dimitar is a hunter. He's sent to Chicago on a mission to find the legendary witch Baba Yaga. But he needs allies to find her and teams up with a fear-eating Zmora named Ala. This book surprised me with how much development and tension it achieved in such a short time. I immediately latched on to Dimitar and Ala and the sibling-like relationship that builds between them as they each learn more about the other's life. I didn't know that Roth was making this a series until the sequel, To Clutch a Razor, released last year. I would absolutely recommend diving in now, especially if you're looking for a quick but impactful read. That's all for this edition of Bookmarks. Join us again on April 4th. We'll talk about some favorite children's and middle grade books. Want to talk about a book you love? Email me at sarahcinto@wvia.org with bookmarks in the subject line. All right, one last thing for you today. We have another Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA's Julie Sidoni.
In honor of America 250, Pennsylvania Postcards will focus on the people, places, and events that best commemorate this U.S. milestone and our Commonwealth's crucial role in it. Located in Philadelphia, Carpenter's Hall has a rich history, both in terms of its architecture and because of what happened within its walls. Before the Declaration of Independence or the Constitution, there was the First Continental Congress. Carpenter's Hall was its original meeting site in 1774. It's where delegates voted to support a trade embargo against England in defiance of the king. It also happens to be a prime example of Georgian architecture, reflecting the craftsmanship of skilled carpenters. Despite its age, Carpenter's Hall has stood the test of time and is still open to visitors who want to know more about its storied past and its present. I'm Julie Sidoni. This is an America 250 Pennsylvania postcard from WVIA News.
Okay, I hope you're feeling up to date. Find more stories at WVIA.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for hanging out with me today. We're here every weekday, so make sure you subscribe and tune in so you don't miss anything. Have a great day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.